from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. You are welcome to tweet me at Bruce Allen or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Allen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sugar. We usually have Wayne Levine with us for the men's room, but he is out of town, and we will continue with our special guest, Dr. Robert Goldman. In case you've just tuned in, Dr. Robert Goldman is an attorney and a psychologist specializing in teen issues. Expanding from his specialty of conflict resolution, he founded Psychological Restorative Solutions PC, a corporation that develops programs that facilitate peaceful resolutions to conflict and promote personal growth. Before I forget, Dr. Goldman, please tell us about Restorative Solutions and where people can reach you.
Sure, thank you. My webpage is www.restorativesolution.com, leave the S off for savings.com. And what I do is I work with schools, couples, and juvenile justice systems to teach them how to make peace in terms of their conflict so that it can be an opportunity to grow and to change from the conflict that they're currently in the midst of.
Very interesting. So, Dr. Goldman, can I consult with you personally for a moment?
Absolutely.
All right. I made a really dumb-ass remark to my wife yesterday, and she is really angry. I've apologized. She is right. What am I supposed to do at this point? She, like, won't forgive me.
Well, you know, you already went to her and you asked for forgiveness. That's one part. But the second part is asking, how can I repair the harm? You know, what are your needs that I can do to make good on how I hurt you or what I did? Or how I said, and I think that's all that you really can do to try to repair the harm and to be able to have a dialogue where you know what she was really upset about. Perhaps you already know, but maybe there's something underlying it, or maybe there's something you're not hearing that have misperceived, and that maybe you're not getting the whole picture as to what really hurt her. So I would make sure first that you know what she's feeling and what she really meant by whatever you said or however she said in response to what you did. And then also ask, say, I forgive you, but I want to do more than that. I'd like to be able to repair the harm, and is there anything that I can do?
Thank you. Well,
will that help?
Yeah, it helps, except for the part that, is there anything I can do? That just means a bigger piece
taking
of jewelry.
Taking out the garbage?
No, it just means jewelry. And that's the only problem with that. I thought you were going to help me, and now you've cost me a lot of money.
Wow.
Particularly since I am now apologizing yet again publicly on air. Honey, I really am sorry. Let's move on, and I do thank you seriously for that. I think the latter part of that actually is an excellent thing to learn, joking aside, which is, it's one thing to say, I'm sorry, I know I did wrong, but your point is, how do I make it right? What do I do to make it better? And like I said, in her case, may mean a diamond, but in most cases, it might be something that the person can handle.
Exactly.
And I do think that's wise. Since I gave you the choice of topic to continue with, what would you like to do?
Well, I think all of them, you know, the list that you talk about is how you know if your child's acting out or has problems or is at risk. I think there's a general theme with respect to all of your topics, and that is making sure you're a part of the child's life in a way that you know what is going on with them and how their day was. And I think it's important that you start at a very early age so that when your child comes home from kindergarten, always making sure, asking them how their day went. So it becomes a routine so that you're not intrusive in their life. So at the age of, you know, adolescence, they're saying, you know, get out of here. But what I'm suggesting is that you lay the seeds very early on so that the child feels that you are a part of their lives and that they can really share with you what's going on with their lives, and that you need to build the trust throughout, and communication very early on is very important.
The only problem I've had, however, with that, because I've done that my whole life with my boys. How was school today? How was your day?
Right.
And I always get the same answer.
Right.
Boring. I don't know.
Right.
How do you combat the I don't know response?
Right. That can be frustrating, can it?
You bet.
I know. Well, if that happens, then I always suggest sharing, you know, modeling. And that was my second point, is that we model. We model behaviors all the time for what we do, whether we're aware of it or not, in terms of how we deal with conflict, how we speak to people that we like or that we don't like or that we speak about. So it's very important that almost act like you're on candid camera all the time with your children around, and that speaking to them and sharing them with your about your day, and also look to see what their passion is and what they really like, and don't pick them apart if they say, oh, it was all right, you know. Try to pick your spots so that you can see where you have an opening to really engage them, because you'll have those moments, but you'll miss those moments if you don't lay down the seed. So never give up and never get turned off if they say, it was all right, whatever. don't allow that to shut you down.
That's a good point. I also believe there's no such thing as quality time. There's only quantity time, which was a column I wrote a long time ago, that the more time you spend with your children, the more likely they will open up, and that you can't schedule that, because they will
Absolutely.
Open up when they are ready, not when you're ready.
It's true. And right, and you'll miss those times.
Please, I'd actually personally like to know more of the signs when your child's at risk, or your adolescent in particular.
Well, what you need to look for in terms of at risk is how they're behaving at home, in school, and what you really want to know is there a change in the behavior? Is there a change in terms of socialization with their friends that they have? Are they becoming more withdrawn? How is their appetite? Are they eating less? How are they sleeping at night, or are they sleeping too much? And do they have difficulty waking up? Do they are their grades tailing off? Are the teachers informing you that that your child is acting out? All of these things are warning signs that perhaps something is not right in your child's life, and that you need to intervene.
Hmm. Good. How do you think, real quickly, because we're almost out of time, the social media world has changed friendships among our kids?
Well, you know, I read what you wrote, and I think it's really fascinating not to expect a perfect friend is similar like not to expect a perfect spouse, because no one's perfect, and that's very true. But as far as our friends with the social media and what our children say, you know, I say that we live in a world that's so connected, yet we've become more disconnected. And what does it mean when a child has 2,000 friends?
Right.
Are they real friends on Facebook? And I think we've gotten, it almost becomes a contest, and it lends itself to superficiality and a lack of quality in the relationship. And, you know, we're constantly texting and emailing and things like that, and what happens is we're losing our ability to really have substantive conversations with our friends, with our peers, and it lacks depth. It also gives the person the lack of awareness in what's really going on with a person. Nothing is the same like a face-to-face conversation. It gets lost in translation when you rely on texting and emailing. Just real quickly, I had one situation where a husband and wife said, we text each other because we don't communicate, and even that doesn't work because he's yelling at me. I said, how do you know he's yelling at you?
It's all in caps.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the kids also communicate with acronyms. OMG, TTYL,
yes.
And of course
LOL,
all
you know. Right. And you wonder, like, what's really behind all these messages, and really are we making better friendships or more superficial ones?
We are sadly out of time, Dr. Goldman. Maybe you can join us again, because we have truly just touched the surface together.
I'd love to.
Again, where can people reach you?
Sure. www.restorativesolution.com. Also, I have a Facebook page, Restorative Solutions, And my emails are Goldy, G-O-L-D-Y, that's R, G-O-L-D-Y, at AOL.com, or in New York, 631-499-7500.
Thank you so much, Dr. Goldman. It is time for a break. I need to thank North Pier Fiduciary Management for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. They are the financial institution that I use and highly recommend. It is time for that proverbial break. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
And nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Just close your eyes and think of me. And soon I